Be the best version of yourself, Mama. I'm Mahsa Rezaei, and welcome to Mama Nest, a nest for mother moms who are eager to achieve a simpler, more intentional life. In this podcast, we're going to rewrite the script and reinvent the culture of motherhood together. Remember, becoming a mother is the beginning of our prosperity, not forgetting ourselves. A fulfilled, healthy, confident, and productive mom is all we need to be to guarantee our family's future. I'm on a mission to make you feel empowered and less overwhelmed. We'll focus on productivity, parenting, mindfulness, minimalism, environmental and economic consciousness, besides family wellness. I'm here to help you broaden your horizon and gain clarity on showing up as your best mama self. So, let's build you up today. Let's dive into it. Hello and welcome to episode 2, mamas. Well, after publishing the very first episode last week, I received a lot of encouraging and kind comments that made me even more determined to continue. I'm so excited for each and every episode of this podcast, and you can't imagine how many topics are there in my mind map for Mamanist Academy waiting to be heard by you moms. I just couldn't pick one for this episode, and I thought a lot of them are worth speaking of early in this podcast. But eventually, I could settle on and control my enthusiasm, and I bet I picked out a winner. Basically, I categorize all of the knowledge and wisdom that I want to share with you into 7 groups that are our core values in Mama Nest. And in my point of view, are success pillars to establish a well-structured, contemporary motherhood toolkit for creating a pleasant and gratified life experience. The 7 legs that are mentioned in the podcast intro, I mean productivity, parenting, family wellness, minimalism, mindfulness, environmental awareness, and financial consciousness. And this week's topic is a foundation for all of these pillars with a focus on mindfulness, the early stage phase that is almost always overlooked in our lives. I mean, our vision, our perspective. And wait a minute, did I mention that it's a complimentary topic for my introduction episode? Because when I define my mission as to help you be your best self, then a question might pop up that, so who is this best self? Have we specified her framework? Now, let me introduce you to your best self, Mom. She's sitting at a table with you now, exactly in front of you, staring at you, and you're gonna have a cup of tea together and chat with her to recognize her, interpret her. Because when you don't know who you want to become to, who is your best self, what are her traits, and what are her perspectives in life, then how can you turn into her? How can you be her? After this lengthy preface, let me clarify that we're going to characterize our best self. In fact, we're going to determine all our dreams because our dreams portray our future selves. It's powerful to gain clarity on our dreams and goals. Writing them down is the first step to get our dreams power. Setting a vision for our life creates the energy and will to make change happen. It inspires us to persist, to be committed to our ideal future self, and to give our best. And in next week's episode, we're going to set a personal growth plan towards achieving our dreams, towards converting to our ultimate best self with the help of the vision we arrive at the end of this episode. Because we don't want this dream planning time be a waste of time. We need actionable steps that are aligned with our big picture in life. Basically, this whole process of putting down my goals, planning and tracking to gain them, and keeping the journal is so appealing to me. Unbelievably gives me a sense of relief and calms down my occupied mind. Journal writing, planning and goal setting is truly my character flaw. You can call me Planning Queen, by the way, because I did it throughout my life. And finally, by adopting a pragmatic perspective, I set a simple 6-step system for me to drive practical stages that row me towards my best self-definition, that are making my dreams come true. And I want to share it with you, here in this episode and the one which is going to publish next week. So, here we go, Mom. Let's unbox the system. Step 1, dream elucidation. Step 2, writing a letter to your future best self. Step 3, adopting a positive mindset. Step 4, setting a personal growth plan. Step 5, committing to our best future self. And step 6, tracking our progress. In the first step, we craft a bucket list. I recommend a yearly version if you're just starting. It doesn't matter if today is not the first day of the week, month, or year. We want to imagine ourselves 1 year from now. Remember, you can always go back and add into your bucket list. It's not a one and done thing, and it's actually great to keep in mind to flip back to this list as you're setting your monthly plans. And if you write it down and it doesn't happen, guess what? It's not a failure, because God's timeline differs from our timeline, and basically some dreams are truly out of control and it shouldn't stop us. And one terminal point is that, remember, you're allowed to dream, Mama. You have the permission to write down the dreams that are in your heart and mind, and you're authorized to mess up your paper. Oftentimes, doubt kills out our dreams before you even have the chance to speak them out, before they have the opportunity to arrive on our paper. But no, don't let that happen. For me personally, I visualized and saw me recording this podcast someday. That time, I was so skeptical. Am I qualified to say all this stuff? But if God puts a dream in our heart, then He didn't mean to jest us. He did it so that we can see it accomplished. Some of the times, God didn't pick you because you're super qualified. Sometimes, God chooses the opposite, and through the testimony of watching you realize that dream, God is going to get the glory. And it's important to give God the glory. And my number one tip on creating a great dream list is asking wonderful questions from yourself. In fact, the quality of our lives is defined by the quality of questions we ask ourselves. You know enough about yourself to have a pretty good idea of what it will take to live the life you desire. Your mind can quickly give you an accurate image of the person you need to become to create the change you desire. All you need to do is ask. Once you answer those questions, you can begin living as that person today. You don't have to wait. You can think, act, and adopt the beliefs of your future self now. Are you ready, Mom? Open up your planner or simply a notebook. Pour a cup of tea. Say hello to your future best self on the other side of the table and be ready to have a friendly conversation with her. Let's narrate her. Just take a deep breath. I'm going to read some questions out loud, and I want you to just put down the answers. In the midst of these questions, you might need to pause the podcast and think more. That's okay. Feel free. I do encourage you to set some time for that. Okay, Mom. Say hello to your future best self and tell her how pleased you are to meet her. First of all, ask her, what is her spiritual state? How good she feels in her relationship with God? How much reliance she gives from God? How pure she perceives her attachment to God? And what are her values in life? Ask from your best self, what was the most honored accomplishment of her in the last year? The most important, vital, valuable? Tell her to explain it to you. Now, inquire about the moment, event, or totally an experience that sparks so much joy within. Ask her, what was the time that she was laying in her bed and she was so excited and couldn't sleep because something that makes her so happy was going to happen tomorrow? What was that? Now, ask her a unique memory she made with her family last year. Maybe a pleasurable trip, a family reunion, a sentimental experience of hugging and kissing her mother and father's hands. What? Let's see, how does your best self who's sitting in front of you feel in her marriage? Tell her to give you exact qualities of her romantic life. How delightful were her one-on-one moments with her partner? Ask her about her maternal mentality. How is her connection with her baby now? Tell her to explain the positive bond she fostered with her kid. How enough she thinks is she for her child? Request her to tell about her joyful, gentle motherhood journey. By the way, maybe she's now a mother to another baby. Don't hesitate to ask, what is her ideal family structure? And perhaps, what is the name of the newborn baby if you're curious to know? What did your best self do for her self-development last year? The books she read, the stuff she learned, unique experiences she had. What? Ask her how productive she was and how beautifully she could manage her time to be able to fulfill her calls inside and outside of motherhood. How great was she at balancing her work and family life? Now, pour another cup of tea for both of you and continue. Let's see how energetic and healthy she is. Maybe she changed her mindset around food and diet, or perhaps cultivated a regular exercise routine. ask her to tell you about her sense of physical health. Ask your future self to tell you about her dream career, to define you the best things that happened in her profession last year. How successful was she in her job? Let's see what financial goals your best self hit last year that was so life-changing and peaceful. Maybe she became debt-free, or she could finally learn how to budget shop and manage her finance. Perhaps she made some amount of money and also saved some for rainy days. Or she bought the house of her dreams. Ask her about her social life. Did she communicate with like-minded people around her? How was she enjoying her social existence? How fruitful were her social interactions? Basically, ask her to tell you about her contributions to society and the way she was empathetic towards others. What are the activities, hobbies, and generally self-care things your future self did for herself that made her feel happier, healthier, more precious, and in general made her feel satisfied? Get some information on how aware and conscious was she about the environment last year. Ask her to describe her positive behaviors in caring for the planet. Now it's your turn. Tell her about your dream that you gave up. The dream that you gave up, but it's just there, hasn't gone away, keeps popping up. Let's see if she pursued any of them and ask her how she feels. Keep going, Mama. Tell her about your fears. Tell her what goals would you have if you know you wouldn't fail, and describe your strong will to achieve them. And now, thank her for the mindful chat, for the time she devotes to you, and say goodbye to her. Yes, Mom, we did it. Hopefully, you have written at least one dream. And if you have written just that one, I'm so proud of you, Mama. Because the first step to reach your best self is defining it. And if you think you couldn't well define your dreams and goals by these questions, just go ahead with the other ones. Because these were just my suggestions. Now, let's go to the next step. Step 2, which is writing a letter to your future best self. But why should we write that? Well, when we're on the hamster wheels of motherhood, such busy and hectic days, we just tend to shove our greatest ideas into the back of our minds. And then we get surprised and frustrated when we realize we're not the person we once thought we would be. Some of these dreams would have been the ones to take us to the next level, but we made the choice to stay busy instead. The greatest benefit of a letter to your future self is the opportunity to keep reminding yourself of your vision and goals along the way. I want you to look at your responses right now. Put your eyes on your words. Put your hand on top of your dreams and let your pencil meet the paper. And start with your best self. Dear future me. Hi, how are you doing? Although I'm sure you're good. I see that you're a happy, confident and fulfilled mom. I can feel how cheerful and pleasant you are in your life now. And continue. Mention all of the points you get from your conversation with her. Keep writing, Mama, and tell your future self that you know her perfectly. And at the end, promise her that you will meet her soon. You will be her. Wow, such an extraordinary experience. Wasn't that amazing? Let's all be thankful for the way God designed us. So imaginative, so creative, and so powerful to have such a phenomenal experience. Thank you, God. Okay, Mama, fine, we're done for today. I want you to take it seriously and do it for yourself. You never know its worthiness until you do it and then apply it in the valuable path of self-development. Keep your bucket list and the letter, Mama, till next week, because we're going to use that to set our personal growth plan and illuminate our journey towards reaching our best selves. There are still 4 steps remained. Take these 2 steps till next week, and I hope this helps you in your future endeavors. Bye for now. So stay tuned, because I'm bringing you episodes once a week. Thanks for joining me today. And by the way, you can find the show notes on www.mamanestco.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you can receive fresh episodes every week. I look forward to our next episode. Bye for now.